Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Celebrating its 30th anniversary, the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance is now live on stage with electrifying dance at its core. Flashdance the Musical tells the inspiring and unforgettable story of Alex Owens, a Pittsburgh steel mill welder by day and a bar dancer by night, with dreams of one day becoming a professional performer. David Gordon and Jenna Claire Mason play Jimmy and Gloria in Flashdance the Musical, which is running at Proctor's in Schenectady this week. They join us now in Studio A, and it's a great pleasure to welcome both David and Jenna Claire to the program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
What a delight. So let us begin with, so tell us a little bit about this, this story of this show, because it has not run on Broadway, correct?
No.
Okay. So, but it may someday.
It may someday.
Yeah, we're hoping.
We hope.
Yeah, absolutely. What happened was we started the tour about a year and a half ago, and we've been continuing to change it and morph it into what we hope will be a great show one day.
Okay. So now to the morphing process. Uh-huh. So you start with something, and then are the changes subtle? Do you go through? How does that work?
Yeah. Well, I was lucky enough to be with the original cast. We started in November of 2012, which is crazy, and we've done some big changes, things like a brand new opening number the night before opening night.
That's a big one.
We've done little changes as well. So I think even about a month ago, we were like, you know what? That joke's not working for this crowd. So it's fun to watch the, it's actually fun to be an audience member in this, because you guys are kind of the, you guys
guinea
are,
pigs.
Yeah, you're guinea pigs, and you're what we listen to you guys, and we're responding to you.
Here's the rule of thumb. All jokes land in Schenectady.
That's right. That's right. Actually,
yes, we had an incredible audience last night. Yeah. It gave us so much energy. I don't think audiences even know how much their responses
feed
into what the actors are doing on stage.
So the when you think about this, it seems very tiring. It seems there's a lot of energy in the show. It's a very high energy show.
Definitely.
Yeah, Sergio Trujillo, our director and choreographer, really directed and choreographed a very high energy show. The ensemble is the hardest working ensemble out there right now. They don't stop moving. It's very Tom Headley, who wrote the original movie and who also helped out with the show. He was a big part of the movement for music videos, and so Sergio wanted to transition that onto stage, and so he did a really great job at making sure that it's always moving and always beautifully streaming together like one big music video.
And like David said, the hardest working ensemble, the most beautiful ballet dancers and break dancers and modern dancers, and they all have to be able to do it all.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, because there's so many different styles, mm-hmm. There's so much going on.
Incorporates all styles of dance.
And you got to find somebody who can
who's
do
good
everything.
At everything.
And then there's me, who's not really good.
No.
Well, that's not true.
So what do you think of it as your strengths? I mean, like, what do you enjoy doing?
Well, comedy.
Yeah. Jimmy in the show is, I'm Gloria's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Sure is.
And ow. And I am, I play the relentless comedian. And so I always say, you know, what's funny about this part is Jimmy thinks he's a lot funnier than he actually is, and so does David. So that works out really, really well for me. I don't know. What else, Gloria?
No, he's hilarious. And I think what's really cool, what David might not share with you, is that a lot of this character was largely written about him, because, like you said, he was part of the original cast, so they kind of got to write jokes and stuff that fit for him.
That's cool. So then when did you come into the equation?
I was a replacement about 8.5 months ago.
Yep.
And so it's really cool stepping into a role like this. You, instead of being a part of the original cast when you have months to kind of perfect the role, you have 1 week to learn everything and jump in. And it's exciting and exhilarating. And your rehearsal process is really happening in front of audiences.
and she did it very well. She jumped right in.
It's been a lot of fun. And I play Gloria. I'm Alex Owens' best friend. And like Alex, I have a dream. In the movie, you may remember Gloria as an ice skater. But
right. In
the show, she's a little more developed. And she has a dream of being a dancer on MTV. And she definitely has a difficult journey of ups and downs. But in the end, definitely a redemptive story. That's nice.
We're still trying to figure out a way to put an ice skating rink on a stick. So until then, stay tuned.
So no, we make it work.
You make it work, right.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most fun parts about coming to see Flashdance on stage is originally the Flashdance was supposed to be, we were told, a Broadway show. And so what happened was Hollywood.
In 1983.
Yeah, Hollywood came and snagged, I think it worked out for Tom Headley. But but it's fun to see how it's transitioned onto stage, meaning, you know, we still have those iconic things like What a Feeling and Gloria and Manhunt and Maniac
and
I Love Rock and Roll. But then we have 16 brand new songs that really accompany the kind of the score or those iconic songs well. And so and we have the water scenes and we have those sweatshirts and it's fun to see everyone dress up.
Yes.
And
everything people love about the movies they took and improved it.
Yeah.
Everything that people love about the movies, everything people love about the 80s.
Exactly.
Yep, exactly. The hairstyles, the iconic dance moves, the fashion.
I find it interesting. This subject interests me, which is of the adaptation of film to Broadway show. Because you look at something like, say, Rocky, which has recently opened, and
it's fantastic.
It's especially the last season.
Oh, it's unbelievable!
Unbelievable. So anyway, but you have a straight movie that is not overly symbolic with song, and yet they transition it, and then you look at something like Flashdance, which is so, I mean, the music is such a part of that story.
Definitely.
in the film that it would seem like just a natural transition.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I think it naturally transitions. I mean, I'd like to say. I think I'm biased, but that's okay.
Well, it's fun, too, when the Maniac song starts, and
right.
Everyone knows it, so people
sure.
in the audience start, you can hear them getting revved up.
Mm-hmm.
And it is iconic. I mean, that Flashdance was like a huge, it was revolutionary at the
Absolutely.
Time. And still, I think rings true to a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a reason why it's still selling, and there's a reason why we're 30 years later just bringing it to the stage, and there's a reason why it's on Netflix, and you know what I mean? It's kind of a...
Right.
You're like, you're right, it's a revolution.
People still want to wear their cut-off sweatshirts to the show, too, which we all love.
Yeah.
Please,
really?
Dress up, bring your 80s garb, by all means.
Really, you like that?
Oh,
it doesn't get a little annoying?
We see it. I mean,
no,
we don't see anything.
Fun.
It's great, no.
It's great to see people getting into it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're having a good time, so it's nice to see people out there having a good time, too.
So and maybe this is more for you, Jenna Clare, but I think when you came to the show, do you say, okay, I'm going to sit down and watch the movie?
I actually did watch the movie before my final callback because I just thought it would be a good education because, unfortunately, I did not get to see the movie in theaters. So I wanted to be as informed as possible and then have the opportunity to take the character that I saw in the movie and really make it my own.
And did you? When did
yeah,
you
I have
it?
A lot of sisters who... I have remember seeing the movie. I was probably dressed up and told to dance, monkey dance, but at one point. But I definitely, I had seen the movie.
It changes it forever, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, here we are. Full circle. Thanks, sis. No, but, you know, I remember seeing the movie, and I definitely went back and educated myself as well. Jimmy's a good fit for me, so it was kind of easy to hop into the role and see and connect right away, which was fun.
When you look at the show as a whole, so you're on tour for how much longer?
We've only got 2 more weeks.
Oh,
and Schenectady is our last stateside.
And then we go to Toronto for 2 weeks, and we're gonna close there, which is actually cool because our director choreographer Sergio Trujillo and
basically a lot of our team is from
Canada.
Of
our creative team is from Toronto,
team,
yeah. So it's a neat city to close in.
Excellent. And then will there be decisions made?
Yeah, I think it's always that's out of our hands.
Sure.
But I think there's a lot of things that go into those kind of decisions that I don't really know about, and I just do what I'm told.
Right.
But yeah, I think I think they're hoping for the next step, but we'll see.
And then for you, then you look for the next gig, right?
Absolutely.
Audition,
which is it's fun for an actor, especially being on something like this for a year and a half. I've learned so much, and
definitely.
I'm excited to take that and look for the next project. So.
And move on.
Yeah.
Flashdance the Musical is running at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday. Proctors.org for more information, proctors.org. David R. Gordon and Jenna Claire Mason, thank you so much for being with us. Can't wait to see the show. It sounds really fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Have a great time.
Thanks for having us.
Enjoy the city. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.